of human anger.
上一个正道我讲到人的怒气。
Not so much in the sense of anger management.
主要不是关于如何控制怒气。
But in the sense of our attitude to receive God's word.
而主要是关于我们接受神话语的态度。
The passage teaches us that since the human anger does not produce the righteousness of God,
那一段经文告诉我们，既然人的怒气不能成就神的义，
we must receive the life-saving word with meekness.
所以我们就必须顺服地去接受神那赐人生命的话语。
And phrases like quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger are more appropriate to be understood in the context to learning God's word with a teachable heart.
那些比如说快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，这些呢，我们应该是把它作为，就是说，我们应该以一颗受教的心来学习神的话语，来理解这个他们的意思。
And this morning, we are going to look at genuine faith from another angle in James chapter 1, verses
22-25.
Now, in this passage, James teaches us two very important reasons why we cannot just become listeners of God's word.
在这段里呢，雅各告诉我们有两个重要的原因，为什么我们不能够仅仅是听神的话语。
Now instead, James tells us that we should be doers of the word of God.
雅各告诉我们，我们应该去做行道的人。
Now let's look at the first reason.
让我们先看看第一个原因。
Now first, James tells us that we must become doers of God, doers of word, because being a hearer alone.We'll deceive ourselves.
首先呢，雅各告诉我们必须做一个行道的人，是因为如果我们仅仅是听到的话呢，会欺哄我们自己。
Now James' teaching here sounds like Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24-27.
雅各在这里的教导呢，听起来像是耶稣基督在马太福音7:24-27那里的教导。
Jesus said, "Everyone then who hear these words of mine and does, and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock."
耶稣基督说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，就好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
凡听见我这话不去行的，就好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
And James' teaching also sounds very much like Paul's teaching in Romans chapter 2, verses 13-16, where he distinguishes the hearers of law from the doers of law.
雅各在这里的教导，听起来也很像是保罗在罗马书2:13-16那里，他把这个。听到律法的人和遵行律法的人区分开。
Paul said, "For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified."
保罗说，在神面前不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
And James' teachings also echoes our prophet Ezekiel, who tried to warn the people of Israel about the hypocrisy of hearing but not doing.Where he said in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 31-32.
雅各在这教导也回应了这个先知以西结，他曾经那个警告以色列人关于他们只听不做的这种假冒伪善的行为。
Now in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 31-32, he said, "And they come to you as people come, and they sit before you as my people."And they hear what you say, but they will not do it. For with lustful talk in their mouths they act. Their heart is set on their gain. And behold, you are to them like one who sings lustful songs with a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument. For they hear what you say, but they will not do it.
在以西结书33:31-32，以西结是这么说：他们来到你这里，如同民来聚会，坐在你面前，仿佛是我的民。他们听你的话，却不去行，因为他们的口多显爱情，心却追随财力。他们看你如善于奏乐，声音优雅之人所唱的雅歌。他们听你的话，却不去行。
In other words, James is teaching what Jesus Christ, what Paul, and the Old Testament prophet has been teaching all the time.
也就是说，雅各在这里教导我们的也是主耶稣基督，还有保罗，还有先知以赛亚一直在教导我们。
In James chapter 1, verse 23, James uses an analogy to compare a person looking into a mirror and a person learning the perfect law.
在雅各书1:23那里，雅各用了一个类比来比对比这个一个人，照镜子的人和这个学习全备律法的人。
He also makes a contrast between a person looking at a mirror and person gazing intently in a mirror.
也做了一个对比，就是比在这个一个人是随便看了一眼镜子，另外一个人是很仔细的凝视。
He also makes a contrast regarding the result of looking, a person who forgets and a person who remembers what to do.
他也做一个比喻，就是对比，就关于这个不同看法的效果。一个人看了就忘了，另外一个人就记住，而且知道应该做什么。
Now please note that in this passage, James does not teach us that a person should depend on himself to become perfect.
在这里请大家注意，雅各在这里不是教导我们说一个人要靠自己来变得完全。
Now, if you remember my last sermon, a person should rely on the power of the Word of God, which give people a new spiritual life.
如果你记得上一次的讲到，我讲到呢，一个人他应该是依靠。神的道的力量神的道给一个人一个新的属灵的生命。
Now, most people in the ancient world did not have mirrors at home.
在过古代的时候，大部分人家里是没有镜子的。
For those who have, you know, their mirrors were normally highly polished metal surfaces, not made of glass like our modern mirrors.
那些有镜子的人呢，他们家的镜子也是就是透光的金属的表面，而不是像现在我们是用玻璃做的镜子。
Therefore, some scholars say, you know, most people in the ancient world were generally, you know, unfamiliar with their own faces.
所以呢，一般来说，古代那些人，大部分人他们是不太清楚他们自己的脸是什么样的。
So when they look at their own image in a mirror, their images were blurry and distorted.
他们看镜子的时候，镜子里边的那个印象是模糊不清的。
And therefore, people in the ancient time did not get a proper and lasting awareness of how they actually look like.
所以在古代的时候，人们一般都不知道自己的这个正确，都没有一个关于自己相貌的一个正确的持久的印象。
And this analogy used by James corresponds to not doing.
这个对比，这个类比啊，这个比喻呢，就是用在这里被雅各用来去描述那些只听到不行道的。
Because when a person hears the word of God, the person gets a glimpse of truth about himself or herself.
就是说，当一个人只听了神的话语的时候呢，他就得到了关于他自己的这个。真理的一个大概的印象。
But when a person failed to obey or do what the Bible says,
但是如果这个人他不去顺服遵从圣经的教导，不去做的时候，
then the moment and the opportunity to learn the word of God becomes momentary with no spiritual substance.
那这样的话呢，就是学习神的话语的这个机会，这个时刻呢，就是变成只是暂时的，没有什么属灵的实质的意义。
Now, just like seeing an image in a mirror, it is a reflection, not a real object. Now, the word doers carries a connotation that includes the whole personality.
这个词本身带有的含义也包括了这个人的整体的品性。
Yeah, not only what a person does,
不仅仅是这个人所做的是什么,
but also his inner being, such as his mind, his soul, and his emotions.
而且也其实也反映出他内心的状况, 包括他的 情感,他的精神,他的情绪等等。
You know, it's one thing to have to fight for a few days in a gang fight or street fight.
你知道就是参加这个帮派,到街上去斗殴几天是一回事。
It's another thing to be a professional soldier whose life is entirely dedicated to fighting battles, whether it be big or small.
你要是变成一个职业的军人,职业的士兵去一生都参加各式各样大小的战斗,这是另外一回事。
It's one thing to do some patches or small repairs around your house.
你做一些简单的修补和修理自己的房子是一回事。
But it's another thing to become a professional maintenance guy.
你要变成这个专业的维修人员，那就是另外一回事。It's
one thing to go for fishing occasionally with your children, but it's a totally different thing to become a fisher of men.
你偶尔跟孩子们一起去钓钓鱼是一回事，但是如果变成一个靠打鱼为生的渔夫，那就完全不同了。
Now I don't know whether you have heard about the battle of what they call a Thermopylae. Or perhaps you have heard about Spartans.
不知道你们有没有听说过这个叫做这个Thermopylae战役，这个地方大概是在希腊的某一个地方，或者听说过斯巴达这个城邦。Now
the battle was fought between an alliance of Greek city-states.
这个战斗是在这个希腊城邦的联盟。
Led by a king called King Leonidas of Sparta.
这个希腊城邦是由这个斯巴达的国王叫什么Leonidas.
And the Persian Empire is okay, but and the Persian Empire of Caesar's won over the course of 3 days during the second Persian invasion of Greece.
在这战斗的另一方是这个波斯帝国，在第二次入侵希腊的时候，持续了三天的战斗。
And actually, several years ago, the Hollywood made a movie out of this battle, you know, called 300.
几年前那个好莱坞根据这个战斗拍了个电影叫《三百勇士》.
Sparta was a prominent city-state in ancient Greece.
这个斯巴达是古希腊一个很重要的城邦。
And the King Persian Caesar had amassed, you know, a huge army and navy and set out to conquer all of Greece.
这个波斯的国王他汇集了一个很庞大的陆军和海军，打算要征服整个希腊。
And one of the Athenian generals had proposed that the allied Greeks block the advance of Persian army at a narrow route.
一个这个希腊的将军他就建议呢，希腊的联军应该是在一个很窄的一个路上面来阻挡波斯军队的进攻。
Which is called the Pass of Thermopylae.
就是这个Thermopylae这个路。
And simultaneously blocked the Persian navy at the Straits of Artemisium.
同时呢，在这个Artemisium这个海峡来阻挡波斯的海军。
And during 2 full days of battle,
在整整两天的战斗里边,
the small force led by King Leonidas I of Sparta blocked the only route by which the massive Persian army could pass.
这个在两天战斗中，这个斯巴达的这国王，叫什么来着？Leonidas，这个他带领了一支很规模很小的军队来。
Now, what is so spectacular about this battle is the contrast of the numbers of the armies between the Persian and the Spartans.
这个最令人惊奇壮观的这个这场战斗中的事情，就是这两支军队的人数的差别。
According to some scholarly resources, the size of the Persian army ranges from 100,000 to 300,000 people.
有这个学者的记载，就是波斯当时他军队的规模是在十万人到三十万人。And
meanwhile, the size of the Spartans is just 300.
同时，斯巴达这边的军队只有300人。
Plus the alliance from other regions, perhaps you know, total not more than 1,500.
再加上他们呢，希腊其他地方来的联军加起来也不超过1,500人。
Now be that as it may, the Spartans and the alliance managed to hold the pass for several days before they were defeated due to betrayal among his own people.
就是这样的，斯巴达和他的联军呢，也把这个波斯的军队在那里挡了好几天，一直到最后是由于他们内部有人叛变，才使他们失败。
Now, according to the legend, you know, when the Spartans alliance met the Spartan army on the way to the battlefield, they were quite disappointed by the fact that the numbers of Spartans' army were so small.
有传说说呢，这个斯巴达的他的盟友去战场的路上碰到斯巴达的军队的时候，他们非常的失望，因为他们发现斯巴达的军队的人数就太少。
But King Leonidas asked some soldiers amongst his alliance.
这个国王问他的就是他这个盟军里的士兵。
What are your professions?
你是做什么？你的职业是什么？
So they all give different answers.
他们都有不同的回答。
And some of them say they were teachers, they were carpenters, they were fishermen, they were blacksmiths, meaning they were not full-time soldiers.
他们有的说自己是教师，有的说是木匠，有的说是渔夫，有的说是铁匠，也就是说他们不是专职的军人，专职的士兵。
So in other words, they were just summoned to become soldiers because of the war. So before they were called to serve as soldiers, they worked in different professions. And then Leonidas turned around and asked his soldiers, tell me, my folks, what are your professions?
你们是什么职业？你们是做什么？
And Leonidas' men answered unanimously in one voice, we are soldiers.
他所有的人呢，都齐声回答说，我们是战士。
And meaning, they are soldiers since they were young.
也就是说，他们自从很小的时候，他们就是士兵。
If you know a little bit about Spartans, you will find that they select and train the soldiers from the young children.
如果你知道一点关于斯巴达的事情呢，你可能会知道斯巴达这个地方，他们从很小的时候，从那个小孩就开始选择和训练士兵。
And likewise, in this passage, James is talking about Christian doers who can totally commit themselves to carry out what God has taught in the scriptures.
就是类似的，在这一段里面，雅各呢，就是在讲基督徒的这个行道的基督徒，就是。 完全的委身去行出神所在圣经中教导我们去做的事情。And
it is a lifelong commitment to be a Christian soldier.
变成一个基督徒的战士，这基督的精兵是一个一生之久的委身。Meaning
the word hearers is used in the ancient context for those who sit and listen passively to plays or to itinerary preachers.
这个词啊，就是只听不做的这个词，在过去的那个语境当中呢，一般是指那些坐在那里被动的听表演或者是讲道的那种。
Now in today's context, it can refer to those students who audit courses, you know, in colleges or universities.
在今天的这个环境里面，我们有时候就用它来指那些。
In other words, they are not accountable to what they hear in class because they are not required to do any assignment or given tests.
他们不对他们所听到的这些东西呢负多大责任，因为他们也不需要做作业，也不需要去参加考试。
And sadly speaking, there are a lot of auditors in today's churches.
很不幸的呢，就是现在在我们就在现在的教会当中啊，有很多的叫做一个旁听生。
That's good. They hear and learn the word of God every week.
他们也听了，也学了神的话语，每星期都去听。
Week in and week out, you know, but they never put God's word in their hearts and never put them in practice.
但是呢，他们一周又一周的呢，他们从来就没有把神的话语放在他们的心里，也更没有应用到实践当中。
And they hear and forget what they learn.
他们听了然后就忘了。
They take advantage of hearing the word of God, but never have the intention to obey.
他们利用这个机会来听了神的道，但是他们从来没有想要去顺服遵行神的道。
They thought they are Christians, but in reality, they are not.
他们觉得自己是基督徒，但是实际上他们并不是。
They thought they belong to God's kingdom, but the truth is, they never are.
他们觉得自己属于神的国，但事实上他们从来没有在神的国当中。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said, Not everyone who calls to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter the kingdom.
在马太福音7章21节那里，主耶稣基督曾经说，凡称呼我主啊，主啊的，不能都进天国。
Now, how we live out our lives will be a proof of whether you know, we are genuine Christians.
我们怎么来活出我们的生命呢？就是一个证明来证实我们是不是一个真正的基督徒。
There are countless of people who attend church regularly, but whose lives testifies otherwise.
有很多的人呢，他们经常的去教会，但是他们的生命的见证却说明了不是这样。
And there are countless, a newly created and regenerated life will manifest the fruit of the Spirit, which is the submission and obedience to the Word of God.
一个新造的生命呢，应该能够显露出圣灵的果子，也就是对神的道的顺服和遵行。
And Jesus described Christians as grape trees.
耶稣基督把基督徒叫成那个葡萄树。
He said, you will know them by their fruit.
他说，从他们的果子你就可以认出他们来。
So every good tree bears good fruits.
凡好树都结好果子。
But the bad tree bears bad fruits.
那坏树结坏果子。
And likewise, the Apostle John said, The one who says, I have come to know God and does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth is not with them, with him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4.
约翰一书2章4节，约翰说，人若说我认识神却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎的，真理也不在他心里。
We look at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth.
如果我们看看我们主耶稣基督在这个世上的生活，
We can use one sentence to describe his whole life.
我们可以用一句话来总结他的一生。
That is, let thy will be done.
是愿你的旨意成全。
This means that in his whole life, Jesus strived to obey God's will.
也就在他的一生当中，耶稣都是努力来顺服遵行神的旨意。
And accomplish what the Father has planned for him.
来完成他的父神为计划在他身上所完成的施工。
And the greatest goal in his life is to fulfill God's redemptive plan for the sinners.
他最大的目的在他的生命当中就是要完成神为罪人准备的这个救赎的计划。
In which he took up our sins and died on the cross.
为此他承担了我们的罪，并死在十字架上。
And today we should imitate Christ and learn from Him in fulfilling the Father's will for the rest of our lives.
今天我们应该效法耶稣基督，从他那里学习如何在我们余下的这个生命当中来完成天父在我们身上要计划完成的事情。
Now very quickly we go to the second thing we can learn from this passage.
那下面第二点我们可以在这一段里面学到的呢。
The second thing is that we must become doers of word, because being a doer will receive blessings in his work from God.
我们应该做行道的人，是因为做行道的人就可以在我们所行的事上得到神的祝福。
Now what kind of blessings that James is referring here?
那么雅各在这里指的是什么样的祝福呢？
Now in the immediate context, it has to do with the God's law.
在直接的上下文当中呢，它是跟神的律法有关。
The passage tells us that the one who looks into the perfect law of freedom and continues to do so becomes not a forgetful hearer, but an active doer will be blessed in his doing.
这段告诉我们呢，如果一个人时常详细查看那个全备的使人自由的律法。就会就不会变成一个听过就忘的，而是一个积极的把这个神的道付诸行动的人，这样他在他所行的事上就会得到祝福。
Now actually the word look in and if you have English Bible or Chinese Bible, it can be literally translated as gaze intently into something.
在这个地方，这个看这个词呢，在一些英文的圣经的版本里面翻译成仔细的凝视什么东西。
So in other words, it means not to a quick glance.
也就是说它不是说就很快的看一眼。
But to looking at something with intense interest and attention.
而是看很非常仔细的详细的看什么东西。
Another interesting aspect is that in the beginning it is mentioned the word of God in James chapter 1 verse 21 as the center of the passage.But why is there a shift from mentioning God's word to God's law in verse 25 here?
这有一个有趣的事情，就是说在一开始在一章二十一节那里，神的道是这一段的中心，但是为什么到这里到二十五节，它就好像说是神的律法而不是神的道呢？
Now the answer is actually they refer to the same thing.
答案呢，就是说实际上他们指的是相同的东西。
The Greek word nomos is the Greek equivalent of Torah.
这个在希腊词里边，这个 nomos 和这个 Torah 是一个意思。
The Hebrew words for scriptures.
这个 Torah 就是在希伯来文里边是指的经文、圣经。
And Torah includes not just legal statutes and mandates.
这个词不仅仅是包括，它的意思不仅仅包括律法的条例和要求。
As a whole, it is the teaching of scriptures, the very word of God.
而且作为一个整体，它就是指的是圣经的教导，是神的话语的这个整体。
Even so, it does not mean the word of God is limited only to God's moral commandment.
这个呢，既然是也并不是说神的话语、神的道只是限于道德。
It also means the law of God is associated with God's saving revelation through scriptures.
它是指的呢是神的道，它是跟神通过圣经而启示的那个使我们得救的这个启示是相关的。
The gospel itself.
是这个就是福音。
Now here what I want to highlight is the natures of the law or the natures of God's words by which we abide can be a blessing to offers.
在这里我要强调的就是说这个律法和神的话的这个实质实际上就是对我们一种祝福，当我们遵行神的律法和道的时候就得到这种祝福。
The perfect law, the law of liberty is the same as the word of God.
这个全备的律，全备使人得自由的律法，也实际上就是神的道。
The word of truth or the gospel, which is the means that give birth to our new spiritual life and help us to be mature Christians.
也就指的是真理的话语，也就是福音，也就是说呢，就是 他会给我们一个新的属灵的生命，并且帮助我们成为一个成熟的基督徒。
It is life experience that requires to pay serious attention to the redemptive story and the living speech of our living God.
它是一个真实的生命的体验，它要求我们很认真的去聆听神的话语以及神在他的救赎计划里成就的工作。
It's a blessing to obey and abide by God's word because it is described as the perfect law.
这个顺服遵行神的话语是一个祝福，因为它被它是一个全备的律法。
It is perfect because it reflects the holiness of God and highest standard of moral demands from God.
全备的律法说明它反映了神的圣洁以及神对道德规范的最高的要求。
And the perfect law has a function of sanctifying the believers who, by the Holy Spirit, live their lives and practice the perfect law.
这个是全备的律法呢，它有使信徒成圣的功效，借着圣灵使我们呢能够活出，并能够实践出这个全备律法所要求的。
So in the Bible, actually, there are only two elements that can sanctify a believer.
在圣经里面有两个元素可以使信徒成圣。
The first is the Holy Spirit, and second is the Word of God.
第一个就是圣灵，第二个就是神的话。
Therefore, it is a great blessing when we come to learn the Word of God, the perfect law of the living God, and live it out in our daily lives.
所以呢，当我们能够这个学习神的话语，并在日常生活中活出神话语教导我们所做的，那就将成一个极大的祝福。
So I really hope that you know, all of you will not only become a hearer of God, but also doers of God.
所以我真心的希望我们每一个人不仅仅是听到，而且也是行道。
Let's pray.
那我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
神啊，我们在天上的父。
I pray that Lord, when we repent our sin,
神啊，我们祷告，当我们来认罪悔改的时候。
And believe in Christ's true faith.
我们通过我们的信心来相信主耶稣基督的时候。
God will forgive us, and we are now considered as righteous men or women.
我们这个时候，我们得到了神的原谅，我们被神看作是义人。
Because Christ's righteousness is put on us.
因为主耶稣基督的义加在了我们身上。
And Lord, we pray that Lord, you help us not only be hearers of word of God.
神啊，求你帮助我们不仅仅是听你的话语。
We pray that Lord, you help us to be doers of God.
我们祷告祈求，更是请你让我们能够就是行出你的话语。
Because the word of God is a foundation of all ethics.
因为神的话语是一切伦理道德的基础。
Because the word of God provides the foundation and guidelines to all of us in order to live godly lives.
因为神的话语给我们这个基础，给我们这个指导，让我们能够活出这个敬虔的生活。
It is perfect because it is flawless and without error.
是全备的律法，因为没有缺陷，没有错误。
It is the law of liberty because it liberates us from the bondage of sin.
它是自由的律法，因为让我们从罪中得释放。
And enable us to abandon our sins.
也使我们能够认识胜过我们自己的罪。
As well as helping us to pursue righteous lives.
也让我们能够认识能够过一个义人的生活。
And it is a true blessing from God when we become doers of the word.
我们当我们不但听到而且行道的时候，真是神的祝福在我们当中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.